life in some way is going to be an expectation for the deepest longings of the human heart. But God, in His wisdom, doesn't let us just sit in a world that is passing away before our eyes with no hope and no end in sight. Christmas is the proof that God does not simply reign from on high, tantalizing us with some vague prediction of some ill-defined happiness to come. Christmas is when God comes to be with us, one of us, and in one sense, wait right alongside of us, bringing us one step of faith at a time closer to the fulfillment of all desire. Now, of course, you know, God could have chosen any number of ways to ransom us from ourselves, to reverse the curse of Adam and Eve. People expected him to come as a mighty warrior, a solemn monarch, a fully grown man who would lead a revolution of power to right every wrong and every injustice. But God's ways are not our ways. And so he comes as a prince of peace, an infant king, a child who would turn around the hearts of men to break the cycle of wrong and injustice by forgiveness, by humility. Why does he come in this way? Why would he choose not to come amidst lightning and thunder and fire, so that all may recognize his strength and prostrate themselves before his majesty? Why did he not exact tribute, demand payment for our every offense against him, and force us to fall down and worship him? The kings from the east who followed the star knew that there was something different about this Jesus. And they knew it as soon as they saw him. And they opened their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, kneeling before him. But you know, the only gift that the Christ child really wants is the gift of our hearts. He invites us to stay with him. He shows us mercy when we've disobeyed him. And because of that, we can't do anything else but fall on our faces in prayer, in adoration, and praise. He comes as a little child so that we will never be afraid of him. As St. John, the beloved disciple who lay his head on the breast of the Savior at the Last Supper, would write, "Perfect love cast out all fear." And so Emmanuel, God with us, dispels the fear, the anxiety, the gloom, and the sadness from our hearts, not by an act of shock and awe, but amidst the silence and peace of this night. At the darkest hour of the darkest day, although the world knew it not and knew him not, a light was kindled which will never die. The Son of God has shown us the love that conquers fear, which is why tonight we come to him and sing, "They will not be disappointed, Lord, all those who wait for you."